You're hearing the Echoes podcast, and today I've got an interview with the Delia Derbyshire Appreciation Society. They talk about the early 60s electronic pioneer who they are named after and their own 21st century evolution of that sound. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about Between Interval. He has a new album called Legacy on Spotted Peccary Music, which specializes in electronic music like this. On Legacy, Between Interval sculpts a deep space excursions and melodic ways, paying homage to influences like Tangerine Dream and Jean-Michel Jarre. Legacy by Between Interval is available from Amazon, iTunes, AmbientElectronica.com, and SpottedPeccary.com. Now get ready for the Delia Derbyshire Appreciation Society. You're hearing Echoes, and I'm John DiLiberto. Delia Derbyshire was a legendary English electronic musician from the early 1960s, and the Delia Derbyshire Appreciation Society takes her name and inspiration from her. When you hear their music, you realize it's not the kind of society that has meetings over tea and crumpets. Harvey Jones has a stock line that he likes to throw out, and it's a good one.
The synthesizer is the indigenous folk instrument of our culture. It tells stories, it excites people, and now at this time they're readily available and not too expensive, so the young musician can have a synthesizer, which in our day, back then, you know, a synthesizer was a completely unobtainable, expensive piece of boutique equipment. Now you can get very good synthesizers, and I mean very, very good synthesizers, on your iPhone.
Harvey Jones isn't working so much with iPhone synthesizers. He's speaking to me from his Manhattan studio and a room full of electronic machines. He works with someone else who has even more synthesizers, Gary Hughes, best known as a member of the Bombay Dub Orchestra. He speaks to me from his studio in southwestern England. When they get in a room together with the aforementioned instruments known as synthesizers, wonderful things happen.
Harvey and I sat in his studio with a bunch of synthesizers and just made sounds that we liked.
Gary Hughes and Harvey Jones called their duo the Delia Derbyshire Appreciation Society. That's an inside and nerdy reference to an early hero of electronic music.
Yes, Delia Derbyshire was one of these unsung heroes of electronic music in the UK, I guess. And she worked for the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, which is a very famous institution that specialised in doing electronic music. And Delia joined the Radiophonic Workshop in 1962. And she produced a lot of terrific music, actually. But I think we both stumbled across electronic music through her work on the Doctor Who series, specifically the theme tune, which, although it was written by someone called Ron Granger, it was actually put together by Delia in an extraordinary sort of piece of work. And we both loved this as kids.
Harvey Jones.
Yeah, you have to bear in mind it's 1962, so there's no keyboard-operated synthesizers. Everything is pretty industrial, and they have to record one note at a time and tune an oscillator to this pitch, or try and manipulate a melody by moving a free-turning giant Bakelite knob. And they invented a whole bunch of stuff that weekend that we're still fascinated by.
While they have an obvious fondness for Delia Derbyshire, they don't really have an appreciation society.
We started referring to ourselves as the the Delia Derbyshire Appreciation Society as a kind of little in joke, really.
It was kind of mainly because when we would get together as couples with our respective wives, Gary and I would end up in a huddle discussing tubes and circuits, and you know, we said, oh, well, we're just the Delia Derbyshire Appreciation Society over here having a meeting. And that name stuck.
The sound that Hughes and Jones make as the Delia Derbyshire Appreciation Society is deep and ambient with analog timbres, but it's missing a few components you might expect.
I think we had a couple of core ideas, one of which would be that there wouldn't be any beats.
No beats, no banging, no shouting, no one yelling, anything like that. You have to bear in mind, John, we're a couple of crusty session guys who've, you know, been working tirelessly on other people's stuff and always deferring to what we like to call the top line, which is the vocal melody and the beat element. And it was just like, you know, can we just do something that's very detailed and hopefully beautiful with synthesizers and no beats and no vocals and no central narrator, you know? So we were able to create this cloudy, semi-melodic, but not really. It's a chordal, gloppy, electronic kind of soup.
Music isn't as amorphous as they might lead you to think. Gary Hughes.
There are melodic elements. I mean, they raise their heads, but there's nothing in terms of it being a conventional kind of structure, you know. It's not predominantly melodic in a traditional way. I don't know if that makes sense.
I'm going to invent a new term now, but it's chordalodic, in that there's a kind of melody created by the chords.
Some of these tracks might remind you of Brian Eno's ambient music.
We can't pretend that we're not probably the biggest Brian Eno fans and appreciators in the world. Some might say Brian Eno Appreciation Society would have been a better name for the group, but doesn't have the same ring to it.
They even did a remix of a classic track by Brian Eno and Robert Fripp called Evening Star. Evening Star remix is released as a single, and it's an anomaly in that it has an instrument on it that isn't on any track on the Delia Derbyshire Appreciation Society debut. This is a band that not only wear their electronics on their sleeves, they wear it on their album cover as well.
We did put on the record sleeve, actually, we put "There Are No Guitars" on this record because people kept asking us, how did we get that guitar sound on Blue Filter? So we thought we would do almost a nod in the direction of Queen, who used to put there are no synthesizers on this record. And so that was our little kind of in-joke. I don't know if anyone got it, but it was a pretty nice little in-joke.
Gary Hughes and Harvey Jones continue to be lost in their electronic circuitry. Their self-titled album, The Delia Derbyshire Appreciation Society, is out on 6 Degrees Records. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.